Congress has until April 28th to figure out what to do with the 2017 budget. Right now, the Defense Department and the rest of the government are operating on a long-term continuing resolution, but military leaders say if that continues for the rest of the year, the Army and the Air Force will be in big trouble. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni is with us now to explain. Hi there, Scott.
Hi.
So what are the sorts of impacts that military officials are talking about if this CR does, in fact, go all the way through to September 30?
Well, for those who aren't keeping track at home and watching Congress every single day, a continuing resolution is just a continuation of the 2016 budgeting into 2017. The problem is that the Defense Department wanted more money in 2017, and that's what they got, except they haven't passed the appropriations bill yet. So like I said, they're still at the 2016 funding levels. That leaves a $1.3 billion deficit for the Air Force and a $4 billion deficit for the Army. And the way that General Allen, who's the vice chief of staff for the Army, put it is you expect a paycheck at the end of the month, but then at the end of the month, that paycheck is less than you thought it would be. Well, you already spent money on clothing or food, and you're not going to have enough to fill the rest of your month. So right now, as things are, it looks like the Army's not going to have any money after July for the things that they want to buy the way they budgeted. So they're going to have to cut back on certain things. Same with the Air Force. The Air Force says that they're going to have to stop civilian hiring, they're going to have to stop their flying hours, and any installations that they need fixed, they're going to have to wait until it breaks. So that means no more maintenance for the rest of 2017 either without a defense appropriations bill.
And what are the long-term implications of all of this? I mean, even if they get relief starting at the beginning of 2018 and they Congress does miraculously pass an appropriations bill in time for 2018, what are kind of the lingering effects of being under a CR for a full year?
Right. Well, we've already, at this point, any new START programs, so any new programs that were supposed to happen in 2017 haven't been able to start. And that's just because the Defense Appropriations Bill hasn't explicitly put something in law saying, here's money for, those 10 new drone programs that you needed or whatever they want to use. So right now, they just have to wait and see until they can start these programs. That's hundreds of programs. The Air Force alone has about 60 that they can't start right now. And I think, there's a bigger readiness problem that this goes to. And Vice Chief of Staff of the Army, General Daniel Allen, he really explained that during a McAleese conference in Arlington, Virginia this week.
I don't know about you, but anything with a B on it has extraordinary impact, okay? So if your forces command, which is the command that's responsible for delivering readiness across our total force, about 750,000 soldiers, right? We're gonna run out of money in mid-July on the current spend rate. And when that happens, all the readiness gains that we've been building for 2.5 years are gonna start that tip down the precipice, okay? That's a significant near-term problem, all right? The longer-term problem is, as Sevi talked to, the hundreds of New START programs that are delayed, okay? And for the Army, the funding that is going after modernization today is very prioritized, all right? In a constrained environment, priorities are your friend. And so we have prioritized that funding, right? So when it doesn't come, it's like a double hit. It's like the punch to the belly and then the roundhouse hit.
That's General Daniel Allen, the Vice Chief of Staff of the Army. And we're talking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni about the potential for a full year continuing resolution and the effects that would have on the military. And Scott, I guess the good news is there actually is a bit of movement on a 2017 appropriations bill on Congress. Bring us up to speed on where we are and the actual chances of getting out from under a continuing resolution.
You're right. The House has already passed their defense appropriations bill, and that's funded to the full levels of the BCA caps, the Budget Control Act from 2015. That basically put caps in place saying that the defense can't go any higher than this level or sequestration will be triggered. So right now where they're at is that the Senate has not passed this bill, and President Trump has brought in his 2017 defense supplemental bill, budget, basically. That budget adds $25 billion to the base budget and $5 billion to an emergency war fund. That would trigger the sequestration caps, and that causes a whole new can of worms for Congress to work with. So even if they do pass this, just the appropriations bill, which the Senate doesn't have any movement, like I said, at this point on it, they're going to have to figure out some sort of budget deal if they want to give President Trump what he's been asking for. Within that supplemental, there's a lot of different things, money to fight ISIS, money for operations and maintenance, and money for readiness. So, you know, this is something that the military has been asking for quite a while. We'll just see if Congress will be able to get together and actually work something out and put aside their differences before the end of the year. And that's just as a reminder, April 28th is when they either have to make this continuing resolution last longer or actually decide on a budget.
Right. So as you say, if they do appropriate above those BCA caps, presumably they will at the same time change the caps. Otherwise, there's no point in it. So that was the 2017 supplemental you were just talking about. We also obviously have a sort of blueprint for 2018 out of the Trump administration as well. Are we getting any kind of early indication about how the services feel about that that early 2018 blueprint?
Well, I think one of the fears that they really are afraid of right now is that a continuing CR won't just go past 2017, but will go into 2018 or maybe even 2019. And that's because the Democrats and Republicans can't get together and figure out what they want to do with this defense budget and the sequestration. President Trump wants to add defense dollars. The Democrats want to add domestic dollars. And they say, you know, if you want to get rid of these caps for the defense side, why won't you get rid of the caps for the domestic side as well? And well, you know, Donald Trump and OMB Director Mick Mulvaney, they are sort of fiscal hawks in a certain way, and they want to keep defense spending high while trying to balance the budget at the same time. It's sort of an oxymoron if you really think about it, because you either have to raise taxes or you have to cut some more programs. They've been trying to cut those programs in domestic areas, but Democrats don't want those areas cut, and they need those votes to hire the BCA caps or to pass a budget. So ranking member on the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, he's from Washington, he had something to say about that.
Democrats still do not believe that we should zero out the non-defense discretionary budget in favor of defense, and in fact are still kind of clinging to the agreements that were made over the course of the last 5 or 6 years, that if we go above the caps, it's dollar for dollar. Whatever you increase in defense, you increase by a similar amount in non-defense. Mulvaney's not going to go for that. Republicans aren't going to go for that. So problem number one is, how do you get past a filibuster on appropriations bills in the Senate? Problem number two is within the Republican caucus, and let's say Democrats are irrelevant. How do they get enough Republicans to vote for appropriations bills? Because if you think back on the few agreements that we've had since 2011 in the Budget Control Act, none of them have been passed with majority of Republican votes in the House. They've all relied on Democrats to come across and vote with it. And that's unlikely to happen. Well, unlikely. It's not going to happen if, you know, they put forward this budget.
That's Democratic Congressman Adam Smith from Washington, the ranking member on the House Armed Services Committee. And we've been talking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni about the potential for a full year continuing resolution and what that would mean for defense. Scott, thanks a lot.
Thank you.